Grain growth during protostellar disk formation, by Yusheng Tu et al. Recent observations indicate that millimeter per centimeter sized grains may exist in the embedded protostellar disks. How such large grains grow from the micron size or less in the earliest phase of star formation remains relatively unexplored. In this study, we take a first step to model the grain growth in the protostellar environment using two-dimensional 2D axisymmetric radiation hydrodynamic and grain growth simulations. We show that the grain growth calculations can be greatly simplified by the terminal velocity approximation, where the dust drift velocity relative to the gas is proportional to its stopping time, which is proportional to the grain size. We find that the grain-grain collision from size-dependent terminal velocity alone is too slow to convert a significant fraction of the initially micron-sized grains into millimeter-per-centimeter sizes during the deeply embedded class zero phase. Substantial grain growth is achieved when the grain-grain collision speed is enhanced by a factor of 4. The dust growth above and below the disk midplane enables the grains to settle faster towards the midplane, which increases the local dust-to-gas ratio, which, in turn, speeds up further growth there. How this needed enhancement can be achieved is unclear, although turbulence is a strong possibility that deserves further exploration. This was Grain Growth During Protostellar Disk Formation, by Yusheng Tu et al.